irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Now, for 13 years, we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. And this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you already are working in the entertainment industry and you just need some tips, advice, or resource information on how to elevate your career status, well, we are, again, the right show for you. Now, the guests on our show include Emmy Award winners, Grammy Award winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and we just have a wide variety of working show business professionals. And some of them include film, television, music, and radio producers and directors, and we have casting directors and literary agents, casting agents, PR agents, we have talent managers, screenwriters, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, novelists, script supervisors, stunt people. Let's see, we have celebrity makeup artists, and we throw an entertainment attorney in around December. We always need one of those, right? Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are the three ways that you can listen to past shows. Number one, free mobile apps. They are available. LA Talk Radio, free mobile apps. They're available on the App Store and the Google Play Store, obviously. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, Google, Audio.com, Stitcher.com, and I'm sure some other places that I just can't remember right now. But those are the places that you'd want to go to listen to us. We're 24 hours a day, obviously. Most podcasts are available during that time period. I think that's till infinity from now on. I think it's never going to end. Also, you can listen to us from the archive page, which is right on the website. So listening directly from the website right now, after the show, you can listen to another one of our shows. Look for the title of the show if you want to put us aside and come back later, Question Reality. And you can also do a search under my name as well. And we ask that you do us a little favor for us. We would love for you to please subscribe to our podcast via Apple Podcasts, and also go to our social media sites and follow us or give us a little thumb up. And it is, as I bring up every week, I talk very, very seriously about branding. It's like my tip to you. When you are, especially with social media, but just in general, you want to brand yourself consistently. Branding is so, so important. And under my branding, instead of going with Question Reality, which is my radio show, I decided to make it my name, because in life, you could change careers and then Question Reality would not apply anymore. So we ask that you look us up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and TikTok. Yes, so many social media sites under my name, which is Priscilla Leona. And again, please, when you're starting out in any career, this is for our youngsters, but make your branding consistent so that people can find you on Google or on any browser. You don't want to have your name spelled differently, like Priscilla Leona or Priscilla L. and then the last name, or so you keep it consistent, because that way people can find you. Try to avoid cute names or titles like Actress Anna, you know, unless you're Cher or Madonna and you've already established yourself. You don't want to do that. So again, consistency, make that happen in your world. Finally, if you want to be booked on our show or refer someone to be a guest to promote themselves, showcase their projects or products, and just help listeners by providing career advice, you want to get, now you got to listen carefully, because we're going to do a little switch. You've got to go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. This is the website that we air the show on. So again, go to Question Reality Radio Show, and you can see our annual guest schedule, who the upcoming guests are. You can also see who our past guests are as well. And you might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are, because it might be a career field that you're interested in pursuing. So we have the name, we have the title of the person, and we have their website, so you can check them out in advance before listening to them on our show. So again, to submit to be booked, just click the contact link. Really, really easy and short. We just need your name, email, title, and website. And that's it. And you will be submitted for consideration. Now, today we have, this lady is so beautiful. I'm so happy to have her on the show. It's been a while since I've seen her perform in a film. Tell you a little bit about that later. But I want you to go to her website. And again, we're all about being supportive of our guests. So we ask that you go to their websites and their social media sites and you follow them or give them a little thumb. If you want to do it now, great. If you want to wait until after the interview to see how fabulous she is, you can. But her website is Deborah Lord Cook, DEBRALORDCOOKE.com. She's also under that name on IMDb.com, which stands for International Movie Database. It is where all the films and celebrity, actually entertainment, I'll just put it out there, in front of the camera, behind the camera, a lot of people are who are not in the entertainment industry ask me, what's IMDb.com? So it is the website where I'd say 99.9% of every film, television project, I think they're even adding commercials now, which they weren't in the past, but this is the website where you would go to look up their credits and various other things. Yeah, it's just too much to tell you what's on there. Just go there, imdb.com, but it's where you go to check out your actors, your celebrities, your upcoming films. There's so much information on there. And she's also on Facebook. We would love to give her a little thumb, a little follow at Deborah L. Cook. And also her latest film project, which is on Facebook under Moonshadow Feature Film. So please, please go there and give her a little follow. We would appreciate it. Now, let me tell you a little bit about her. I don't want to go into too much. We want to explore together. But she is an actor. Deborah Lord Cook is an actor, a producer, a casting director, an acting coach. And today the show topics are going to be, we'll be discussing Deborah's latest film project entitled In the Moonshadow. Now, how cool is that title? I couldn't even think that title up. That's a wonderful title. I love it. Deborah was the managing producer as well as actor in the feature film, In the Moonshadow. And it just won finalist best feature at La Femme International Film Festival 2020. We'll also be discussing the audition do's and don'ts. We'll be asking for her tips, advice, and maybe some resource information. And also conquering audition nerves. We're going to talk about the importance of support and network and training and just sharing information and helping others within the entertainment industry. So she will be more than happy to drop that knowledge bomb on you, I'm sure. Real quick, Deborah Lord Cook's casting director credits include Man Without a Face. Remember that fabulous film? It was directed and starring Mel Gibson. Ah, one of my favorite films. I think I'm going to rent that this weekend. I saw that in her brief bio and I said, oh my gosh, I got to see that again. Also, her casting director credit include In the Bedroom, wonderful film with, remember, Sissy Spacek. And who cannot forget? Okay, you cannot forget Empire Falls. Ah, one of the greats. I love Philip Seymour Hoffman. Ah, my gosh, he was, I'm so sad. I don't even want to think about it. Also starring Helen Hunt and Ed Harris. Now, some of her film actor credits include The Girl Who Got Away, Cafe Society, The Congressman, Sometime Other Than Now, and of course, my favorite, Cake, A Love Story. I'll tell you why that's one of my favorites. Her theater credits include A Cavalier from a Lady, Light Up the Sky, Three Viewings, Punch and Judy, Because He Can, and something that went on to become a film with the lovely Meryl Streep. I hope it was Meryl Streep. I see so many films and projects, I get them confused. Age is setting in. It's called August Osage or Osage. We'll have to find out how that's pronounced. County. And let's see, Deborah has also been an acting coach through her casting company at the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury, England. And she's a guest speaker at schools and colleges. My goodness, it's just endless. She's just doing everything. I think I've talked so much, I've cut myself off. I think my windpipe just stopped for a minute. Did you hear that? Oh my gosh. Well, without further ado, let's have Deborah come in and do some talking because I think I'm getting lightheaded. Welcome to the show, Deborah Lord Cook.
Hi, Priscilla. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? First of all, is that not a star name, Deborah Lord Cook? I don't even know anyone else who has the word Lord in their name. How did your mom come up with Lord as your middle name? First, I got to hear that story.
Well, Lord was my maiden name. So I kept that because, you know, being our family in Belgrade, Maine was a long-term family. There are many generations. And I just felt that I wanted to, you know, keep that as part of my name. So that's
Well, now you've got my wheels turning. I'm wondering if you were related to Jack Lord now. Immediately, I went to my Jack Lord. No relation, right?
No relation. Oh, no.
Darn. I thought there was a story there, Deborah. Oh, my gosh.
No, sorry.
Darn. That's okay. Well, now you, oh, my gosh, you have so many credits. You've been working in the business for so long. However, I came to discover all that is Deborah Lord Cook because you starred in the film entitled Cake, A Love Story, which is based on a real true romance between my dear friend Betty Jo Tucker and her husband Larry's novella. It was entitled It Had to Be Us. When I saw that, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, wow, this lady really, really did a phenomenal job. But I didn't know how close the portrayal was to Betty Jo Tucker, because most people are having long-term relationships online now, and I do not remember. I've been a friend, online friend of Betty Jo Tucker for so long. I don't know how she was referred to me, but we've been online friends for years, so I don't know her personally, but we correspond via social media. So I thought you did a wonderful job, but I started thinking, how close was her performance to the actual Betty Jo Tucker? So I'm going to let you, I know that might be an uncomfortable question because of course you want to go, well, I nailed it, but you know, how close, I mean, how, I guess, what did you do to prepare for the role? And do you feel like you really nailed Betty Jo Tucker?
Well, first of all, I love the story, the romantic memoir, It Had to Be Us, that Betty Jo Tucker and her husband Lawrence wrote under the pen name Harry and Elizabeth Lawrence. If anybody's looking for, you know, to purchase that particular novella, but it was just so well done and in such a unique format because it was written by both perspectives. And so Cake, A Love Story, was a short film done by Ariella Media. Misha Zubrov was the director, and he knew exactly what he wanted. He was so specific in when he was casting and then later during some table reads and so forth. He absolutely knew exactly what he wanted. So it was easy to kind of follow along with that. But then I had an opportunity to kind of get to know Betty Jo Tucker through, as you say, the internet. And I believe we spoke on the phone as well. But Misha was kind of sending her pictures of me and maybe even bits of video. And Betty Jo was so supportive and excited because she really felt that I was reflecting her in the way that she is, her essence. And that made me very happy that I was able to do that. But it was explained to me by Misha, or he kind of bended me into what he knew of Betty Jo, and it was a great experience.
Oh my God. Well, let me ask you, I have so many questions about this. First of all, people who don't know Cake, A Love Story, oh, again, another title. I'm a title person, so I really appreciate a catchy title. I don't know what's wrong with me, but a catchy title, I will choose something just based on the name rather than knowing anything about the substance. I don't know what's wrong. But for those who don't know, obviously, this is a for real, like this, you gotta see this film because it is a real, real, true story. And not only did they marry once, because Betty Jo and Larry got married, then they got divorced, then they got married a second time, right? So can you tell us anything else about how cool this story is that we may not know?
Well, I just watched it again recently, and it really is very sentimental and just gets you right in the heart. It's just amazing how the story is told. As I said, it's kind of from both perspectives. And Misha had Richard Vernon, who played Harry, and he had him talking about his feelings and how, you know, nervous he was with getting to reunite with me or see me for the first time since the divorce and so forth. And then he also had me talking about my nervousness and my wishes and desires in another scene. But he was blending those in back and forth along with actual scenes of us seeing each other and our nervousness or insecurity of trying to have a conversation. And that just flows into how we fell in love a second time. And if that's not a a story that's touching. I don't know what is.
Oh my God, I don't even know. Other than Betty Jo Tucker, her name, I keep saying the full name, because as I said, names and titles really attract my eyes, like the shiny ball, go follow it. But I love her name so much. I keep telling Betty Jo that if I ever get a boat, I'm going to name it Betty Jo Tucker, because that, I love that name so much. So Betty Jo and Larry, okay, so they got back a second time, they remarried, and I imagine that it's just been love and bliss ever since. Do you stay in contact with them, or do you stay, I'm asking this from an actor's perspective, what you think an actor should do, because a couple actors have said, I get invited to parties and events of directors and producers of projects that I've been in, but I kind of feel like, yes, I should go because maybe there's another work opportunity, but then I kind of feel like I shouldn't go. What is your perspective on that as an actor? I mean, I can't imagine you not wanting to hang out with Betty Jo and Larry, but I'm just talking in general as an actor.
Well, I love Betty Jo Tucker, and I say her full name as well. So I know exactly what you mean. But she was such a support of me. And of course, she loves films. So she has stayed in touch and followed my career. But I also love to read her poetry on films, where she almost, like, she writes a, it's like a critique the film, but in beautiful prose. And so it's nice that we support each other. We're Facebook friends, and so we have definitely stayed in touch.
Yeah.
So, and I also wanted to mention that Misha has shared Take a Love Story on YouTube, and it's available to watch for free now. So if any of your viewers would like to see it, you can find it on YouTube.
Gosh, you got to go there. That could be your Sunday night movie, people. Pizza and cake. And it could be Cake a Love Story. I love that. So I would say that, to answer my own question, I would say it's always good. Personally, I just get along so well with everyone. I'm just a happy-go-lucky person. But if you're having feelings as an actor where you don't want to really, you know, go to events or parties, don't go. If you feel uncomfortable and that's not your cup of tea, then don't go. But if you want to go, just go. Networking is always an opportunity, because obviously these are directors and producers and people that have worked with you. So I would say definitely go, because there's always an opportunity to get a referral for the next project. So I just answered the question. So that's my feel on it. I don't want to spend,
Priscilla,
that's all right.
But I totally agree with you. Networking is so important, and to have people, you know, recognize your face and say hello and let them know, you know, what type of person you are. And, you know, maybe they'll feel that you're going to be easy to work with, which is very important, reliable, you know, all of that. So
absolutely.
I totally agree that. If you have an opportunity to network, go do it. Absolutely.
Yes, they're not, if they're inviting you, they're inviting you for a reason. So, yeah. Now, let's move on to this. Okay, Deborah Lord, oh gosh, now I'm going to be saying your whole name. I hope, because you've got one of those names too, Deborah Lord Cook. Oh my God, I can't stand it. So Deborah, oh my gosh, Christmas, let's talk about, I'm obsessed with Christmas movies. Like, I am so weird. My husband says there is something wrong with me. I will start watching Christmas movies in July, because, of course, Hallmark starts them in July. Actually, I think they have them all year. But do you know, last year, Deborah, I watched 119 Christmas movies. And you know what? I could have watched 100 more. But I finally had to take a break. But you were on a movie called Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane. I nearly lost my mind. So I'm watching it with Alicia Witt, who is, in my opinion, the queen. She is the queen of the Christmas movie. Okay, so she was starring in it with Colin Ferguson. And when I saw you, I started screaming, Albert, Albert, there's Deborah Lord Cook from Betty Jones. He's like, who's Deborah Lord Cook? He doesn't know who the hell anybody. I'm like, oh, she was in Betty Jo Tucker's film. So obviously, I love all of her films, no matter how many times I see her. Tell us something fun that you may have experienced working with her, or something that we might find interesting.
Well, Alicia was a very generous actor to work with. She was just very welcoming and low key, and just a real sweet person. And I just always have been feeling very lucky that I had an opportunity to meet her and work with her. So,
and beautiful. And what a lot of people don't know is that, and gosh, I hope again, so many people, but I believe she's also a phenomenal musician. I know she's a singer, songwriter, and I know she plays piano, but she's so talented. So if you don't know who Alicia Witt is, please go to imdb.com, look her up, and you have got to watch any movie she's in. Anyone, like anyone, because you are going to see real talent. I am in awe of this girl. And I'm not a person, I don't have idols. I'm not really obsessed with actors and stuff, but I really am in awe of her talent. So you are so lucky to have worked on that movie, Christmas movie in general. Right now I'm a producer on my very first Christmas movie, but that is something that I've produced many, many movies, but my first Christmas movie, which is called I'm going to give a little hashtag blessed the film, my movie. So, but are you, I wanted to ask about, do you feel that working on Christmas movies, and I don't know if you've only worked on this one, but do you feel that Christmas movies are a lot different than working on other seasonal genre? I would think it was like the greatest thing ever. If you love Christmas, I do.
I was so excited when I got cast in Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, because I also, like you, watch Christmas movies. I'm just totally hooked on them from Thanksgiving until Christmas.
Me too! Oh, God, oh, see that. I knew it. All right.
Yes. But it was, you know, it's just so touching, the stories, I believe. And but a unique thing about this, because they shoot them off season, is, you know, we're shooting winter in the summer. So they have fake snow and all of that, which I think that when people are watching, they would never know that. They do a very good job making it look like it's cold and snowy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So I am sending some wishes that you get to shoot at Barnaby Museum up in Canada, you know, where they shoot all of the evergreen Christmas movies up there, where they always have the red truck and there's that little lane with the gazebo, letters from Evergreen. But it's they shoot all the Christmas movies up there. So I hope you get to shoot up there one time. I hope I get to shoot up there one time. But love Christmas movies. Now, let's talk about your latest. I can't say your latest, because when I was looking on IMDb, three films that you're in just completed. But let's focus on In the Moon Shadow. Oh, my God. Whoever came up with that title again with my obsession. And I love it. So you acted and produced this feature. You said, now, there's a lot of people are going to ask, what is a managing producer? And I feel like you should be the one to explain that in relation to this film, because that's what you did. So tell us, what you did as a managing producer. And I also want to talk about, you know, you guys were recently signed with Green Apple Distributors. And a lot of people don't really understand what that means for people to acquire film distribution. So can you briefly explain those things?
Okay, sure. In the Moon Shadow was a film that I was originally cast as an actor only. It was the third project that I was working with director Elvin Case. He is out of Boston, and he wanted to have me involved as playing a sister in this new idea that he and his brother Edward had. And he's a brilliant filmmaker. And so I had worked with Alyssa Pizzell in Cafe Society, and I thought she would make a perfect sister for me because of our chemistry and how well we work together. So we did a stage reading in New York City in February of 2017, and everything was going great. The funding was in place. But in May, I got a call from Elvin saying that the funding had fallen through, which we were absolutely devastated about. And so a couple of weeks later, Alyssa and I had gotten together and decided we were going to produce this movie. We were going to raise the money so that we could do it. And the climax of the movie is the total eclipse of the sun. And we shot in Nebraska during the actual total eclipse of the sun in real time. So we had a hard deadline of August 17th, 2017 to raise the money and get everything together to do that. Well, in June, a very good friend of mine, Thomas Kesselis, got in touch with me and he wanted to help us. He was going to help us with funding and fundraising and all of that, which we absolutely needed all the help that we could get. He was such a great help to us that we made him a producer as well. So it was the three of us that were producing, and Tom gave us each title. And because I was handling the accounting and the scheduling and the crewing up and, you know, connecting with Elvin and all of those details, he turned me as managing producer, even though there's not really an industry title of that, but that's what stuck.
Right.
And he was the finance producer and Alyssa was the artistic producer. And that's how we formed our team in record time, raising money to shoot this film. And we shot it backwards. We first shot in Nebraska because we were that crunched. We had to raise the money and go right into production in Nebraska. And then we immediately raised the rest of the money and shot the rest of the film in Maine on a lake, which is Great Pond, which is where the movie On Golden Pond was written about. Mm-hmm. And so we have some beautiful footage, amazing footage of the eclipse, thankfully, because there could have been a cloud. We were very lucky. And we put the film together. We had New York Women in Film and Television be our fiscal sponsor during the post-production process. And we actually completed the film and had great response in some film festivals as a work in progress. And the first feature film festival that we were in was La Femme International Film Festival as a completed project. And because of the pandemic and everything, all the other ones had been canceled. So we were so excited and felt so rewarded when we were given finalist best feature film by La Femme International Film Festival. So that was pretty much the story.
The question, a lot of people don't understand what it means to acquire film distribution, feature film. You don't always get it. Tell us what it is and what can a producer, a novice producer or director do to reach the goals of at least coming close to being perfect so that you can possibly get distribution.
that is, distribution is kind of a tricky thing to acquire, especially for our very low budget feature film. And us struggling to make the best product we could possibly do, as well as getting it placed in very good film festivals and getting some notice that way, allowed us to attract a distributor. And the distributor is very important, I believe, because they have the contacts in the industry. They work daily with, you know, people. They know who is going to like our film and who isn't. And they, you know, they network with these people all the time. So if we tried to self-distribute, it would be very difficult because we really don't know these people and they don't know us. And, you know, we would be one in thousands of films that would be submitted to get into different venues.
Right. So, and then distributors, for those of you who want to know a little bit further, like distributors will help you get your film to where it needs to be to make what they want, which is money. Right. It all comes down to they want money. So they will help get you onto, say, Amazon.com or your film to be screened on airplanes or whatever their specific venue is. A lot of distributors don't deal with getting films on airlines, but some, that's like their main thing. So it really depends. You got to do your research with that. Right. But if you can get your film distributed, you are riding high. Am I right?
Exactly. And our film is going to roll out September 7th. And we are so excited. So I hope everybody gets to see it.
Are you doing a, which leads me to my next question. Are you doing, now I know you did, because of the pandemic, you were doing a lot of virtual film festivals. I think this year they were still hanging on to that. I know a lot of film festivals did the virtual thing, even though it's getting better. But have you screened in an actual theater, like the traditional way of screening?
Yes, we were very fortunate to be asked to for our film to be screened in Maine as well as Nebraska, because those are two locations that we used in the film as a work in progress. So this is before we actually completed the film. They felt it was worthy enough to screen. And so we had seen it first in Maine at the Maine International Film Festival. They have 100 films that they accept from all over the world to show within a week's time. And then they select 5 to go on to Myth in the Mountains and 7 to go on to Myth by the Sea, which is in Bar Harbor, Maine and Rangeley, Maine. And we got into both of those additional film festivals. So it's almost like an award. You know, we felt very happy that they felt In the Moon Shadow was worthy as a work in progress to be screened in those avenues. We also screened it at the Friars Club in New York City as a work in progress. We were asked to do that.
Very frou-frou, Deborah Lord Cook, to be screening at the Friars Club. I'm from Connecticut, so I'm very familiar with East Coast bougie. Real quick, you know, we forgot to ask you, Deborah. We forgot to ask what, just briefly, because we got so many questions and we got like 10 minutes to go. Real quick, what is In the Moon Shadow about, and who is your character within the film?
I play the stressed out workaholic sister Lisa in the film, who is based out of New York City, and Alyssa Pizzell plays I can't even remember her name.
It's normal.
Oh my gosh. It's been wonderful. But she plays the other sister who has just lost her husband. And she's been staying at this camp that's been in the family by the lake. And she has requested that Lisa come and visit her. But her whole ploy is to get Lisa's travel with her to Nebraska to take her husband's ashes to the total eclipse of the sun. So the story is about two sisters who reunite to journey to see a once-in-a-lifetime event, which changes their lives together forever.
Oh, I like that. I'm absorbing that. Oh, I can't wait to see this now. Oh, this is exciting. In the moon shadow. I think that should be a song. Somebody should get on it. Yeah. We got 10 minutes, so I want to try to get do you know I had this on as a sticky? I wrote this down and put it on my computer. Did I see you in an episode of either Bull, it's been a long time ago, either Bull or Law and Order Special Victims Unit as a juror?
Yes, I was.
I knew it was you. I knew wow. it. You know, I looked, I at the end, was it Bull or Law and Order?
Law and Order.
Okay, yes. Law and Order. Okay. You were on the end, and I said, is that Deborah Lord Cook again? And I, at the end of the show, you know how the credits come up? Well, you know how they speed them at 150 miles an hour? So I couldn't, and then they like minimize it down in the corner. So I couldn't even see. So then I went to IMDb to look, but you know how that is. You're not going to, for it with a show like that, you're not going to find. I didn't see you on there, so I wasn't sure, but I thought I'd ask. Wow! Oh my gosh! I will. It's your face. You're so beautiful. You stand out. So when people are watching and they've seen your face, they will never forget it.
Oh, thank you, Priscilla. That is so nice. You have an amazing eye to catch that. So.
I do have an eye. I never forget a face, cannot remember people's names to save my life. It's getting embarrassing now. It's really getting bad. But if you are in my eye view, I will never forget what you look like. Real quick, give us some audition do's or don'ts. A lot of people, you know, especially beginning actors, because you were a casting director. Wait a minute. I want to get this in there because you were a casting director on one of my favorite movies. I definitely want to talk about that just like for 1 minute, what it was like casting Man Without a Face with that was directed and starring Mel Gibson. Just what was it like?
Oh, it was amazing. I was the location casting director in that, but I did work with Marion Doherty, which was wonderful. I was very young, and I was really shocked that they actually hired me. It was my very first major feature film casting, and I was responsible for about 1,200 background extras, as well as some speaking roles and stand-ins and all that, and scheduling and fittings and making sure everybody showed up on set. So it was a very, very challenging project, which was great. And you know, the interesting thing was the unit production manager was Sharon Mann, and I worked with her. She insisted that I work with her on Empire Falls. So that was the last major film. So that's the tie in there, is I worked the first film with Sharon with Man Without a Face, and my last feature as a casting director with Empire Falls.
Oh so. My gosh, two great films. And did you get to see so Mel Gibson was in his hottie days during Man Without a Face, right? Did you get to see him live?
All the time. I saw him all the time.
Oh, my God. So is he sweet?
He was so fun. He was trying to keep everybody in a good mood, and you know, everybody was stressed at some times, and he would just come in and just do something funny, and he was great to work with.
I heard about him, that he's always in either a director mindset or a producer mindset, and that he really tries to keep the spirits up of the cast and the crew. So now you've just verified that for me, for like the third time.
Yeah. Would you like me to go quickly through some audition do's and don'ts?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, please.
I'll do it very quickly. So I think always be prepared. Have your lines down. Be off book. You can still hold them just in case, but be on time. Never be late. Don't come in and apologize for why you're not going to be as good as you might be because your dog gets, sick, or, there's always people that come in and want to tell you why they're not going to be perfect. And so after a while, the casting director get really tired of hearing excuses, but just go in there, be on time, make a big choice of how you're going to play that character. Maybe it's not the right choice, but the casting director can give you an adjustment, but as long as you make a choice, so don't be wishy-washy with how you're playing it. And know your framing, know where you're going to put your eyes, say hello and be respectful. Don't shake hands unless they offer their hand out to you, because many casting directors don't want to shake hands. And then when it's over, thank them and leave the room, because sometimes trying to chat at the way out is what ends up losing you the job. So that's my advice.
Absolutely. Well, any tips on conquering audition nerves? Because that's so huge.
It is. But the more you know your line, the more comfortable you are, the better. And then what I do is I put myself as much in the location that the scene is happening as possible. Really imagine what scene you're in and be there. And if you're fully in your space and fully in what's happening at the moment in the scene, your brain doesn't have room to be nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. Because a lot of times actors are always saying, I don't know how they expect me to memorize the lines when they give it to me an hour before. Because a lot of agents, at least the friends that I have, sometimes their agents don't call them or they get notice an hour and they expect them to get the sides, memorize the lines and be at the audition within an hour. I'm like, are you kidding me? What do you do?
Yeah, it can be challenging. For me, how I memorize my lines is I tape them on my phone, the voice memo, and I just do whatever all day long or as much time as I have to prepare. And I'm just playing that and saying my lines and listening to the other characters' lines, and to a point where it becomes rote in my head. It's just in there. So I might be cleaning, I might be doing some sort of chore where I can do it, or even driving in the car, wherever I am, I just keep working, listening. And so it just gets in there, but you just get it in there as well as you can, because I really feel, and what I've seen as a casting director, is the people that come in that really have a handle on the sides, on the scene, and have made those choices and are pretty much off book. Those are the ones that are most effective and get the job usually.
Yeah, because if you know the lines, then you have more room to become the character is what I feel, and I'm not an expert, but it would make sense. If you know your lines, you can feel it out and flesh out your characterization more. You are a big, real quick, would you talk about the importance of support and networking and training and just sharing information and helping others within the entertainment industry? I know when I first came here, I was very shocked because I'm from the East Coast and very generous. Actors are very generous with all of these things, with the sharing and support. And they're like, hey, there's an audition happening here and an audition happening there. But out here, I found that people are a little stingy. I'm not an actor and I never was pursuing actors, but I moved out here to go to UCLA to be a producer and director. And I was around actors and they were telling me this as well, that people are not as generous. They covet, finding out about roles and auditions. And even if they can't go to the audition, they're not going to share it with you, which was so different from the world that I came from. So I think it's so important to help others. So go ahead and talk about that real quick.
Well, I do feel it's really important to network and you know, get involved in acting classes and so forth, where you can meet other actors, because you do need their support. Sometimes with a self-tape, which is very big right now, you can work together. Like, someone needs to be your reader, and you can support each other as far as notices for acting. I don't think acting is really a competition, even though someone is going to get the job. It's like, there's no one like you, you know, so you need to, no one can play that character like you. So how you play it is how the director wants it to be or not, is not a competition. So it's all about being the best actor that you can be. I don't feel like I'm in competition with other actors, and supporting each other in that way, I think we all get better. We all get, we can all pull each other up to the next level. And I've known people from years ago who are now doing amazing work, and we're continuing to help each other with that. And I just have seen that in my career, and I just can't say enough how important that is.
Absolutely. So share, people, be generous of heart and spirit and mind. I personally believe in karma, and it all comes back. If you lend a little hand, you're going to get 10 fingers plus 10 toes. So be generous. Okay. We have to say goodbye to our gorgeous, sexy, I'm not going to say voluptuous, because you're very svelte, very svelte. By the way, congratulations, our Deborah Lord Cook's getting married next month. I got to say, to land another husband at our age, woo, you go, girl. Yes, I'll be working on my second one in a couple years, so maybe we'll have to get together and give me some pointers. But congratulations, I'm so happy for you. And I want you to, yeah, and so he's a lucky man to have you. You are just a beautiful, just intelligent, phenomenally talented lady. So I don't know what he does for a living, but he's lucky to have you as the artistic one in the family, if he's not in the business, of course. DeborahLordCook.com. Go to her website, DeborahLordCook.com. Look her up on IMDb. You will be amazed at all of her credits on IMDb. She's done so many things. Give her a little finger. Oh, God, a thumb on... on Facebook. That was a Freudian slip. I was thinking second husband. I don't know what's going on. Deborah L. Cook and Facebook Moon, a shadow feature film. Thank you, Miss Deborah Lord Cook. We want you to come back and promote some of your future projects. Will you come back and talk to us again?
I will, absolutely, Priscilla. This was fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Miss Deborah Lord Cook. All right, I'm going to have to buy two boats now, Betty Jo Tucker and Deborah Lord Cook. That's just it. That's it. I got to hit the lottery. I'm going to buy tickets tonight. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.